And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I love the song. This is by Paul Newman and Robert Redford in 1942 series. Oh, it's not?
It's the Muppets.
Oh, that's the Muppets?
Then the Muppets are back this season on ABC. Woo-hoo. Isn't that exciting?
I had no idea.
Jim Henson.
Right. Well, you know, but the Muppets premieres September 22nd on ABC. You get to see all the behind-the-scenes action of the Muppets, their lives. Kermit is dating a different pig.
I have a best friend that's dating
a different
pig. Are you
serious?
I am serious. He met her on Ashley Madison. I am not kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
It's terrible.
Kermit met another pig on Ashley
Madison. Oh,
you're
talking about it.
So he dumped Miss Piggy, or did she dump him after finding out?
I'm not sure.
I bet he got outed, and Miss Piggy said, nay-nay, giving you the nay-nay.
Well, there you go.
Sesame Street's moving to HBO.
Yeah, and Sesame Street's moving to HBO. So.
Wow, off PBS.
And
when's Romper Room going to come back? And Captain Kangaroo, Sheriff John. You remember those, right, Eric?
Who?
I don't remember Sheriff John.
Oh, you don't remember Sheriff John? Kangaroo.
Sheriff John, I kind of do. I think that was black and white. That was before my day.
Let's just say we'll go through it throughout the show, you know, with our songs that we're playing during the breaks. But I do want to say I did get a chance to see a few of the upcoming series. Mm-hmm. One of them was Minority Report, premiering September 21st on Fox. It's based on the movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible.
The movie wasn't very good either.
I like the movie, you know, but in the movie you've got Tom Cruise, and it's centered on Tom Cruise. This one's centered on the oracles or whatever they're called, the creatures that
the people who see in the future.
Yeah, that can see the future.
Oh, that's what I was called, Jamba Juice oracles. No.
So I do not like Minority Report. I do not recommend checking that one out. I did also watch Blind Spot, which is premieres on NBC on September 21st. I did not expect to like this one. It's actually pretty good. It's a kind of a mystery, possibly sci-fi aspects to it. A girl, you've seen the trailers for it. She's got tattoos all over her body. It's actually kind of interesting, you know, and the tattoos lead to various crimes and things that, you know, so kind of got a Minority Report feel to it. Actually, it's interesting, so I might give Blind Spot a chance.
Okay.
Let's see, another show that I checked out. Let's go through our list, because I know we only have a few minutes to talk about these. Supergirl on CBS premieres October 26th. Supergirl, I think we all know who that is, right?
Yes.
Supergirl. And, you know, this one's actually a little bit intriguing as well. I do not watch Arrow or any of those superhero shows that are on right now. I thought that Smallville was a great show on the WB, CW, whatever it was.
Did you like Heroes?
I did not like Heroes.
I didn't like anything.
But Heroes is coming back as well, right?
Okay.
Heroes is coming back as well.
Wait, I have a question about Supergirl.
Yes?
She has pierced ears in this one. Explain that, please.
I don't know. But she is super cute. She's from Glee.
How do you pierce
her
Supergirl's ears?
She's in Whiplash?
With a
super,
super strong
punch. Oh, she's cute. The one that he had a date with for a while?
Yes.
Oh, she's nice. Can we get her in studio?
I wish. You know, it's from Supergirl.
But didn't you say you're undateable? I thought.
I'm undateable.
Oh, okay.
And yes, undateable is probably my pick in terms of sitcoms. But, you know, I also love The Middle, which we have Brick on today. I was so surprised last season. Jane the Virgin, October 12th, that comes back. Jane the Virgin. What a great show.
It got canceled. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't. She's doing great.
She had a series of dates, and she no longer can do that series.
Are you going to be talking about some of the ABC shows that are coming back?
Some of the ABC shows?
Yes.
Yes. Well, of course, we're going to be talking about The Middle and Once Upon a Time, of course. And what are you excited about? Which one on ABC?
I'm excited for Scandal.
Scandal? Okay. I haven't gotten into Scandal, but I know a lot of people love that. That's September 24th.
September 24th. And I'm very much looking forward to it coming back. And there's a few others, but we can talk later since we only have 4 minutes.
And finally, let's just say, Eric, you and I will rejoice on September 27th because that's when Last Man on Earth comes back. Can't wait to see where they go from the season finale.
Last Man on Earth comes back? You mean he left Earth and
he
came
back? Well, his brother is off Earth. That's what we discovered.
That's why he's the last man.
His brother's up in the space station.
Yeah, his brother's up in the space station.
Oh, wow. What does he do
Bill
by
Hader
himself,
or
though?
Something, or
it's Will Arnett.
Will Arnett. Well, the guy, his brother, isn't that Bill Hader? Or?
I think that's Will Arnett. I don't know. I don't remember.
No, Will... Whatever. I don't know. It's confusing. A lot of people from Saturday Night Live. But, of course, Gotham coming back on September 21st. Rise of the Villains. That's the only other superhero show that I watch. You know, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Blacklist, Dr. Ken starring Ken Jeong is going to be on. Grandfathered starring that guy from Full House. Mm-hmm. Jesse, Uncle Jesse.
Jesse.
Yes,
I like him.
And taking us into our break, the theme song for Scream Queens. I know that Greg is super excited about Scream Queens. This TV show premieres on Fox on Tuesday, September 22nd. I'm sure we're going to be talking more about it. It's from the guy who brought us Glee. Lea Michele is in it. Emma Roberts. Great cast. Also,
they might ruin their voice.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. That woman is beautiful.
And we're going to come right back.
I would disagree.
Harry Lennox.
So would I.
Really?
Thank you.
I disagree
as well. I like her. I think she's awesome.
That's three thumbs down.
She's a good actress.
She is.
I like watching her. She's a good actress. But we'll be right back with Harry Lennox from The Blacklist.
The Blacklist. Yeah. All right.